Paul Dado back around for another good banjo now. Since I have been playing bluegrass music and started bluegrass music years ago, there's really been some funny things happened as I've gone along, and I can remember some of them. And when I'd have a guitar man, I'd always try to let him learn, you know, to announce the show in case I couldn't get on the stage at a certain time. He could take over and go right ahead. The first time Jack Cook ever taken over, why, he was going to really just set the world on fire, you know. He announced Bill Rowe. I had a girl working for me named Bessie Lee, the Carolina Songbird. So he announced Bill Rowe and the Bluegrass Boys with Bessie Lee, the Carolina Indian. And we was playing out in Hollywood at the Ash Grove there, and I turned everything over to Dale McCurry. And I'll show you and tell you how he's taking care of things. I had to tune the mandolin up, so I said, Dale, take over and now talk a while. So he wanted to get started, but he just stood here and he never could say nothing. So when I got the string put on, I thanked him and said, you've done a wonderful job, and went on with the show. And he never did open it up. He just stood there and never did say a thing, but that was really funny. I never forget that. But since I've had the Bluegrass Boys, people like Clyde Moody and it never, done an announcement. Of course, I had to start too back when I was starting this kind of work, and I didn't know one word from another and how to announce anything. But Lester and all of them, Lester Flatt, people like that, Mac Wise, they all learned just like Jack was trying to learn. And Dale, what have you picked out?
High County Break.
High County Break.